The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. The last story that I'm going to share before we move into another music segment. Now, this is kind of relating to what I've been talking about, the Confederacy in this country. You got the monuments to the Confederate soldiers. Yesterday, we talked about this former California assemblyman putting out this fake article about being attacked at this Chicano park in the Latino community in San Diego after it was brought up about them removing a Confederate plaque. I mean, again, this is California. Didn't even exist during the Civil War. So why do you have a plaque or anything celebrating the Confederacy? Well, white supremacy, of course. So that's what they were mad about. But I'm saying that these people are terrorists. According to the 1871 Klan Act, also known as the Civil Rights Act, the Klan was branded as a terrorist organization. And President Ulysses S. Grant used the Klan Act to prosecute these terrorists. But we know after he left office, subsequent administrations embraced these terrorists and started providing them with material support. And that support continues to this day with the present occupant of the Oval Office, CEO of USA Inc., Donald Trump. And I was like, look, we don't even, I don't know if the 1871 Klan Act is still on the book, but you got the Patriot Act that you're using at will against people classified as Muslims, and primarily those who are non-white, although I have seen some white Muslims get prosecuted. A couple of cases from here in North Carolina. But these are terrorist groups. These white supremacist groups, they're terrorists. They use violence, and their violence is connected to political ideology as well as religious ideology, because white supremacy is a religion based on a set of beliefs that those individuals have. But this is terrorism. These people should not be protected and allowed to have the privileges of the First Amendment so that they can go out there and radicalize others. Now, I bring that up before I bring up this story because apparently in the UK, certain white supremacist groups are outlawed and banned. And apparently, they found out that some of their members of the military were participating or suspected of being belonging to far-right terrorist groups. So this story comes to you from Reuters. It says that three men, including two serving soldiers, were charged by British police on Monday with terrorism offenses, including belonging to a banned far-right group. The men were among five arrested on September the 5th as part of a pre-planned intelligence-led operation. The other two were released without charge on Sunday. West Midlands police said 22-year-old Alexander Deacon, 32-year-old Miko, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name, seems to be Russian or Swedish or something, and 24-year-old Mark Barrett, had all been charged with being members of the neo-Nazi organization, the National Action Group. Barrett and the guys whose name I won't even try to pronounce both gave their addresses as British Army bases. All three will appear before Westminster Magistrates Court on Tuesday, so that's today. National Action became the first far-right group to be outlawed in Britain last year after the murder of a member of parliament, Joe Cox, whose killing the group had praised. Police said Dinkin had also been charged of possessing documents useful in committing or preparing an act of terrorism, distributing a terrorist publication, and inciting racial hatred. So again, I say to you, why is it that the United Kingdom is taking these right-wing terrorist groups far more serious than the United States? Well, it could have something to do with the United States being founded on terrorism and always justifying its acts of terrorism and what have you. But, you know, just because they don't treat these people or view these people And I'm talking about these neo-Nazis and Klan groups and white nationalist groups. And just because they don't view them as terrorists doesn't mean that we shouldn't. And we should view them as terrorists, and we should treat them like terrorists, and they deserve what all terrorists get. And if the United States is not going to take terrorism seriously, then anybody that's serving, that is part of the groups that are targeted by these terrorist groups, anybody that's serving in the military, just think about it. You're in the military or you're in law enforcement and you're tasked with protecting American people from terrorists while your government endorses terrorism, white supremacist terrorism, and says that they have rights and privileges that they can, that they are protected under the First Amendment to go out there and spread their hateful, racist ideology and radicalize people who end up committing acts of terrorism like Dylan Roof. So ask yourself, why would you serve such a government openly embraces these terrorists? I don't need any words of condemnation. I don't need Donald Trump to say, you know, white supremacy, I condemn white supremacy, because actions speak louder than words. People could say anything. It doesn't mean that they mean it or hold that to heart. No. So I don't need Donald Trump to condemn these violent terrorists like the one who killed Heather Heyer. No, I need him to prosecute them. I need him to enforce the Constitution, equal protection under the law. I need him to treat these terrorist groups, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, whatever label they going under. I need them to treat them like the UK is treating these neo-Nazis here. I need the U.S. government to treat these homegrown terrorists like they treat Muslims who they claim are engaged in terrorism. So I thought that was a very interesting story to see how the UK has banned this white nationalist group, and the United States provides material support for these terrorist groups by way of IRS approved nonprofit status. So there you go. All right. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, broadcasting from behind these enemy lines. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization Black Talk Media Project in support of its efforts to elevate independent black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots black media.